Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Congresswoman Deena Titus will join us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employee safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Congresswoman Deena Titus. Pleasure to have you back here.
Thank you. My pleasure, Sam.
I want to start out with a lightning round, as Chris Wallace was saying.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to just mention names, and you give me commentary. John Kasich.
Sane. Oh, you want more than one word?
You can come up with a whole sentence if you
Well,
want.
You know, I think all the Democratic candidates are better than anything the Republicans have put up. And just because he looks normal, he still supports part of that agenda, which I certainly think is contrary to what middle-class families in America want. But of the group that's on the stage right now, I think he's the most reasonable.
Ted Cruz.
I think he's a true believer and the most dangerous of them all.
But it's interesting because his past life, and I don't mean long-time past, but most recent life, between he and his wife, their involvement with Wall Street, I mean, he seems to be much more normal than abnormal in those areas, but then in the Congress, nobody in the Senate likes him.
Well, it's because he was just an outsider. He was contrary to government, contrary to leadership. But I think he looks and sounds like Joe McCarthy, and that's a dangerous thing.
You know, it's interesting. I interviewed him on this program last summer, and we were talking about, you know, the idea of building a wall, you know, between the United States and Mexico. And there were two things that he said that surprised me for a conservative.
Uh-huh.
One was when I asked him how much money would you be willing to spend to build this wall, would it be $10 billion, would it be $50 billion, $500 billion? He said, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
For a conservative, that sounded kind of strange.
Well, there are a lot of inconsistencies in the positions that the Republicans take. Sometimes they like government, sometimes they hate government. Look at what's happening right now with the Flint water situation. Republicans have done everything they can to dismantle the EPA, but now because they don't want the Republican governor of Michigan taking the blame, they're saying the EPA should have done more. So it doesn't surprise me that there's no intellectual honesty in their positions.
Well, the other thing he said that surprised me was I asked him, well, then what about the Canadian border?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, that's not a problem so far, so until it's a problem, I'm not going to worry about it.
Well, that's right. Let's just react, not be a leader and not have ideas that are moving us forward as opposed to trying to stop something that's impossible.
And the third thing to do with immigration is that more people come through into the United States and outstay their tourist visas to
exactly.
come across the borders. And yet we don't seem to be able to address that.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, the immigration from Latin America through Mexico is down considerably in the last few years. It's not anything like it was a number of years ago because of the economy is different now. But, you know, that's easier to focus on. That's easier to identify. And that's something that gets people very riled up as opposed to looking at student visas, tourist visas, business visas, like Donald Trump has used, for example.
Okay, let's talk about Mr. Trump. Your thoughts on Mr. Trump?
Well, I think he's a showman. I think he's a TV master. He's a demagogue. And all along we have said, surely this will do him in. Surely this will be the last. Surely he can't make it. And I think that we have to take him very seriously. I think that he is having an appeal. He is playing on some anger and distrust and dissatisfaction. And a lot of Democrats are saying, oh, this is great for us. If he's at the top of the ticket, surely everybody will vote for Democrats. I don't think we can take that for granted.
You know, you're a former political science professor. What would you be telling your students about this election because of this?
You know, I've often wondered about that, how I would explain what is happening now in the classroom, because I don't remember any time in history when you have seen the two extremes of the two opposite parties having so much influence at one time. Feel the burn on the Democratic side and Donald Trump on the other. But what would be more interesting would be for me to hear what the students are thinking, because I think at this time, more than in recent years, students are going to be more engaged in the process and more aware of it because it is just nonstop on in the media.
And it's interesting because it's a different media. It's not the newspapers. It's not local television. My daughter, my granddaughter have never watched a local newscast in their lives, which breaks my heart. But at the same time, they are fully informed on their phones. And so they're getting the messages, but how are they absorbing them?
Well, also, Sam, the messages that they are getting don't go through any kind of filters. You know, if something is on television that you say, you have to meet certain standards of truth. Anything can come through Twitter, and it can come anonymous. So I think that is a source of news. While it's good people are getting information, I'm not sure that the value of the information is there to the extent that it is in the ordinary channels.
And it was interesting. The other day I got a phone call from a senior citizen, and she was asking me about an alleged executive order that the president had signed that was completely insane.
Uh-huh.
And I said, did you read this in the New York Times? Did you read this in the Wall Street Journal? If you didn't, please ignore this. This poor woman was not sleeping at night because she was so concerned.
Well, that's to my point exactly. And so there's a lot of misinformation and misleading information out there.
What do you think? Let's talk about Bernie Sanders. What do you think happened there? You know, originally the idea was that Hillary Clinton, if she just ran solo, would be out of the news for the entire primary season. So it was good to have somebody in there who could challenge her and stir things up so that the news feed continued. But what happened?
Well, a lot of young people got energized, and a lot of people on the Democratic side are just as frustrated as on the Republican side. I mean, we're all feeling the burn. Everybody basically agrees with some of the things that Bernie says, and I'm glad he's saying them. You know, talking about income inequality, reining in Wall Street, providing greater access to higher education. But the fact is, he's not putting the details there. Hillary Clinton will give you a plan and a program and how we can get it done and has the experience to do it. And that's why I'm supporting her. But I think it's great that Bernie has gotten people energized and maybe pulled her a little to the left.
You know, it's interesting you say that because you remember when Jan Jones was running for governor? She put out the most fascinating policy positions I've ever seen, completely ignored by the electorate.
Well,
and for the most part, by the media.
Well, you know, people don't like to be told to do their homework. And sometimes that's what it takes when you put out detailed policy. But when it comes right down to it, do you want someone who's a showman or who's just an idealist as president? Or you want somebody who really knows how to get things done and has the experience and the knowledge to move it forward? I've been in Congress. I've been in the legislature. I'm much more pragmatic than I used to be. You know, I'd love to think that we could all have free college education, and but you can't get that through this Congress. So let's look at what we can do and not let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
You know the last person to say that to me?
Who?
Barbara Vukanovich.
Oh, really?
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center, under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus. So we've been through the rest of the candidates. Let's talk about Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Because one of the things that's interesting, and your good friend Marlene Lockhart brought this up on the program a couple of weeks ago, which is that there is a disconnect between the millennials and women of a certain age.
Uh-huh.
That the issues that were around women's reproductive rights, things like that, are not at the top of the agenda for millennials. They're more interested in jobs and the economy. How do you fill that gap and get people to start thinking in terms, younger people starting thinking of terms of who Hillary Clinton is and why this is important?
Well, I think we need to remind young people that when something is given, it can be taken away. And in this climate, things can easily be taken away. Look what's happening just yesterday in North Carolina. It's happening in Georgia, rolling back LGBT rights. They can roll back women's rights. They've rolled back voter rights. They've rolled back environmental protections. So just because those kinds of things like choice and all you're not having to fight for, you might have to fight to protect them. And so I think that's the message that we have to get across, while also focusing on access to education, equal pay for equal work for women, daycare, so more women can go and pursue their careers. And I think a lot may have to do with who Hillary picks as her running mate, because we want somebody who is going to energize and excite that younger generation.
Okay, so who would you think? Give us two or three choices.
Well, I don't know, have any idea who she's thinking about. There was one time she was talking about Secretary Castro. They say that Cory Booker is about the most popular, charismatic person out there. He would attract a lot of attention. Secretary Perez is out there campaigning for her a lot now. I don't know who she's going to pick, but any one of those, I think, would be a nice addition to the ticket.
When you go out and you speak, and I know you do that all the time, to millennial groups, what's the connection or disconnect for you there?
Well, I try to stay in the classroom as much as I can. I miss teaching, so I go to a lot of classrooms and meet with a lot of student organizations talking about internships and opportunities and trying to capitalize on that excitement. I try to talk to about issues that they care about. You know, you start talking about Social Security, Medicare, that's not something that they see. They see things more immediate. And one of the things I found that's really fascinating is how much they're into technology and technological developments. A lot of the STEM education, the drones, the startups with these new companies that, you know, you can do anything now with a 3D printer. That's kind of a way to relate to some of these young people.
All right, let's take a break. More with Congresswoman Titus when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
It's Ram Truck Month at Reno Dodge. Ram trucks are now on sale. Get a new 2016 Ram 2500 Tradesman for only $35,000 even. And you can shop our entire inventory online.
Reno Dodge. Powered by trust, driven by you.
When you're thinking of calling a personal injury attorney,
you don't want to call a local number and be transferred to a Vegas office.
We live here. We'll meet with you today. Call us.
Let us fight for you.
At Palace Jewelry and Loan and All American Jewelry and Loan, you'll always find stores full of treasures, but none so valued as our customers. For a combined 78 years, we've been locally owned, and we've always enjoyed serving the needs of our communities. We have great gift ideas, cash to loan on anything of value, and we pay top dollar for scrap gold. Palace Jewelry and Loan in downtown Reno across from the El Dorado, and All American Jewelry and Loan across from Kmart and Sparks.
We've always been one family. Now we're one operation at two convenient locations.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your Couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Page's, over 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
Watch Ask Joe, weeknights on News 4 at 6.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus. Merrick Garland, nominated to the Supreme Court. It seems already that the Supreme Court is running into problems on the conservative side by not having the Ninth Justice there.
That's right.
Do you think that this is going to hurt them if they continue to take the stance they're taking?
Well, certainly. The court is meant to have an odd number of members so that you don't have a tie. And now, 4-4, the court is going to be tied, and some very important cases are before it, whether it's about religious freedom or women's health, suing over immigration. All of those cases are before the court, and a tie court is not going to be able to resolve them. Also, it's the constitutional duty of the president to make appointments and the Senate to advise and consent on those appointments. So they should hold hearings and make a determination. Just to say right out of the box, you don't get to do this, we're not going to consider it, is just is folly, and it's just inappropriate and unreasonable.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because, you know, this is the most deliberative body in the United States, and things move slowly in there to begin with.
Right.
Why not have the conversations? Why not start the hearings? Because you can delay it as long as you want. I mean, you can get to the same result if that's what you choose to do.
Well, that's right, but the Republicans thought that this would be something that would get them points. That's why they made it a political issue. You know, we're going to stand up for this, get another conservative. We're not going to let this president have another appointment. You know, they've been trying to keep him from being successful since the day he was first elected. So it doesn't surprise me that they talked about it. But you're exactly right. They could have accomplished the same things without making it an issue. But it's amazing that you have heard several of these people, including Orrin Hatch, say what a qualified, reasonable, moderate person Judge Garland is. It's exactly the kind that you would think they'd want to appoint. And this notion of waiting till the next president, I believe, is going to be Hillary Clinton, and let's see who she appoints. You know, what are they trading for?
And it would be interesting if, and I know you would disagree with this premise, but if it was President Trump, who on earth would he nominate for?
Well, that's a good question. I can't imagine. But, you know, going back to Garland, something that's interesting, you know, the case of Aiken County that was before the D.C. Circuit that had to do with whether the NRC should go forward with Yucca Mountain, he was in the minority on that. He opposed that. He said it made no sense. It's like digging a hole and filling it back in. So I like him for those reasons.
Let's talk about recreational marijuana mm-hmm. in Nevada. Tick Segerbloom says that this is going to be a big tourism draw. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on this?
Well, I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see if the people vote for it. Right now, I've been working on medical marijuana. We have that. The law's been passed. The people approve it. Stores are opening. And I've been doing what I can at the federal level to be sure that in states where it is legal, that people can do banking, that they're not prosecuted for federal offenses, and those kind of things. So I'd like to see us get that up and running right before we try to jump into something else. So I don't know if it's going to pass or not.
Okay, and that's the question I was going to ask you. You know, one of the things I asked Tick about was that, you know, the standards for deciding whether somebody's under the influence or not.
Right.
The metabolites don't work because mm-hmm. it can be in the system for a month and somebody's obviously not under the influence, but they would appear to be. He talked about the California system where essentially you do the roadside check and then the officer would decide whether you were inebriated or not. And I had several people talk to me who are minorities who are concerned that this is just going to be another excuse if we adopt the California wow. rules for minorities, African Americans, Hispanics to be pulled over and become another number.
Well, I think that's one possible unintended consequence. That's the kind of thing that worries me. How do you regulate it? You know, gaming has been very quiet on this. How do they see it impacting gaming? Think about dram shop laws. You know, if you leave a bar drunk, then the bartender is partly responsible for that. How are you going to tell with the marijuana? It just opens up areas of all kind of different legislation, litigation, and I just hope we do it right and that it doesn't hurt our economy as opposed to help it by bringing tourists.
And the Gaming Control Board obviously said to all of the licensees, you cannot be involved in this deal because it's federally against the law. Your district covers the whole strip.
Right.
And so I wanted to ask you about Genting's project on the old Stardust site. It's finally starting to move. When do you anticipate this being open?
Well, we've been to several openings, you know, several groundbreakings, the parking garage. We hope that it's moving forward because it's going to be a major project at this end of the strip, and I think it will help the other projects at the north end. So we're excited about it. They've worked on the parking garage. They're moving dirt. Should be coming soon, I hope.
Do you think maybe by the end of 2017?
I don't know what their projected date is, but we're following it, and we're optimistic, and we're hopefully helping any way we can.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because the other properties on the strip right now are all very excited that they're maxing out on their rooms and they're able to raise the average daily room rates. Food prices are going up, so they're making money without having to invest in building more rooms. So I think they're kind of happy to see it perhaps be delayed a little bit.
One thing about that, it's going to appeal to Asian tourists. And this is something that we're trying to do, is draw more Asian business travelers and tourists to Las Vegas and hopefully get direct flights back to Japan and to China. And that, I think, will draw new visitors, not take away from visitors who are already coming.
Yes, and obviously the Chinese, the wealthier Chinese, are a little disturbed about going to Macau right now.
That's
and
right.
They're looking to go into other places in Asia. Norm Clark mentioned in a column a couple of weeks ago that there may be a new owner for the Fountain Blue. Have you heard anything to talk about that?
We hear that off and on, that they might tear it down, somebody might buy it and fix it. I hope they do, because, you know, you had the SLS that was a new project. You've got Rock in Rio. The whole convention center is going to expand there at the old Riviera. So that would just bring a whole new life to that end of the strip and be very exciting.
But you've heard no names at this point in time. Okay, I wanted to bring up Sheldon Adelson's ownership of the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously not going to change the editorial position of the paper very much, but what do you think about that?
Well, I heard he was thinking about buying the Reno paper, too, so I don't know. It won't affect my relationship with the RJ. They've never endorsed me anyway. So I think one thing that's bad is that Howard Stutz left. Howard Stutz was a great reporter on gaming. Nobody knows better than he does. But because of the seeming conflict of interest, he didn't feel like he could report on the industry in a newspaper owned by somebody who was from the industry. When it was first speculated who had bought it, I came out publicly and said, we should know who had bought it. I wasn't saying who it should be or shouldn't be. That's a different thing, but it should be public knowledge. And I guess they're trying to put disclaimers in every article that might be affected.
And you are sitting in the home of the fan club of the Howard Stutz columns. He's a wonderful reporter. We have about 20 seconds left. The battle going on now between the Adelson Las Vegas Sands and MGM now and the convention center over building the stadium and using their funds.
Yes, the legislature is going to have some tough decisions where they're going to get the money, whichever project that they choose. I'd like to see a football stadium on the UNLV campus. I don't think it has to be something grand and elaborate, but I think expanding the convention center is absolutely what we need. It's old, it's kind of run down. We need to stay competitive. So that's the kind of the heart of our economy.
That's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure.
Thank you
so much for being here.
You too.
We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
If you've been arrested, you're at risk of losing your freedom, your money, your job, maybe even your family. You need an attorney who's experienced here in the courtroom. Call me, Richard P. Davies, to get the results you need, because experience matters.
Savings, selection, lower city sales tax. At Carson City Jeep, you will save more and get more during the spring clearance event. It's clearance time. Save on a new 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4, just $30,400. Or the 2016 Jeep Cherokee Sport 4x4 for only $22,700. And you always get more for your trade-in at Carson City Jeep, where Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonCityJeep.com.
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
If you've been injured in an accident, you shouldn't have to worry about medical bills, getting your car repaired, or losing time at work. Let me worry about that. The only thing you need to worry about is getting healthy again. Call me, Richard P. Davies, because experience matters.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.